As generations pass, legends are born. The stories of gridiron glory shared, and then connected to new memories made every fall. Tonight, one athlete could etch his own name in the record books by zooming by another star who wowed Marion County football fans over two decades ago.
Corselman back to pass to the corner of the end zone. Grant McGraw got it! Yes, on target! McGraw's got it! Ball is in the air, his hands are in the air. Pekin knew it. Trojan fans knew it.
Levi on that double move. He has a man open over the middle. It is Jungley. Leaps and makes a spectacular catch, and he's down at the one-yard line.
Levi Jungling is 158 yards short of becoming the most prolific receiver in state history, passing fellow Marion County playmaker Pleasantville's Grant McGraw. Levi's march on the state record book seemed unlikely when he started his full-time varsity career just over 2 years ago.
When Levi first came in, you know, obviously nobody even thought about records and being a state leader in receiving yardage or anything like that. But we knew we had a special player when Levi came on campus.
Sophomore and freshman year, there's just that never crossed my mind at all. You know, I never would have thought that I would be mentioned with those type of guys. But, you know, it's just a testament to what hard work can do. And, you know, if you just play your game, you know, sometimes things that you weren't expecting can come.
In the three seasons since, there is no doubt left.
Wide open, caught, touchdown, Pella Christian.
Levi Jungling.
Touchdown, Levi Jungling.
It's pretty awesome, actually.
He'll throw to the right, deep down the field for Jungling, and he leaps and makes the catch in Trojan territory.
Exhilarating.
Deep down the middle, he's got Levi behind the defense, and he hauls it in at the 50, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Pella Christian.
Magic.
45, gets a couple of blocks, 35, 30. Cuts it upfield. Nine again. 10, 5, 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. Levi Jungling.
Let's go from dynamic to electric.
It's not that often at a small school like this that you get that type of athlete that comes through your system.
Against the Cobras of Sigourney, Keota, Jungling is within reach of McGraw's last standing career record. Levi remains coy about what it means.
Yeah, you know, I think it'd be pretty cool to look back and be able to see that accomplishment. But, you know, I don't see that being a big part of my life, you know, later on. I definitely think that there are bigger things to strive for than a high school football record. But, you know, it'll always be cool to, you know, look back and, you know, just reminisce a little bit about high school football, which I've loved.
He's first to point out that football is a team game, and he hasn't let this chase get to his head.
If you think about it, there's just so many other factors and so many other people that, you know, make those plays happen. You know, I just like to think that it wasn't just me who made that play, or it wasn't just me who's gotten these yards. You know, there's Coach Kack has played such a big role. David has played such a big role. The offensive line has played such a big role. The other guys on offense have just as much a part in this record as I have. So that's just kind of the key, is just keeping things in perspective and just remembering that, you know, it's not really that big of a deal in the long run.
And that's no false front. His teammates and Coach Verlin Nichols say his lack of ego is a genuine trait.
He's a great teammate, yeah. He doesn't really talk about the record at all. He just does his thing, stays humble about it.
Matter of fact, I came up to him the other day and I said, I hear that you're about ready to break some kind of record. Yeah, that's what they tell me, was the response, you know. So, very humble kid, very likable kid, a great leader in what he does. Just couldn't ask for more out of a player on your team.
The same could be said about McGraw as well. Neither one apt to boast, even though they have every reason to do so, especially with both listed among some of the best to ever play the wide receiver or tight end position.
I describe it as an honor to be amongst those names. There's been some really great athletes to come through this state and some really great receivers. So it's an honor to be mentioned with those guys. But, you know, it's really important to remember all the different aspects and players and people that have contributed to that.
Never a huge deal to me, but, you know, here recently they came out with that all-century team, and I got named to that. So I think that was really neat. You know, you see the guys that are on there like Dallas Clark and some other guys that are really well-respected around the state of Iowa. So, yeah, to even be really mentioned in the list of with those guys is obviously it's an honor. I mean, you can't say it's not because it's even if it's something you don't pay attention to a ton, it's still neat. Probably more so for my kids than me.
McGraw, much like Jungling is to the Eagles, was a staple on Coach John Dank's Trojan football teams of the 90s. The passing scheme was ahead of its time with how it featured the aerial attack and the one favorite target who tallied 3,710 yards.
Looking back on it now in a pretty pass-heavy offenses today. I mean, that's everybody throws the ball, I don't know, 30, 35, 40 times a game. You know, we didn't do that, but we were still ahead of our time. We probably threw it more than probably most people at that time. Still not like they do today, but, you know, it goes back to, number one, we had a Scott Corsman, who's our quarterback. You got to have a guy that can throw it all over the field. And, you know, you look at his numbers and his records, and one of the most prolific passers in the state of Iowa history, still today.
Not only did Grant share Levi's ability to make mismatches frequently in a more pass-friendly scheme, he also had a special bond with his quarterback, just like the Cack to Jungling connection.
It's one of those things where we played every sport together. We played basketball together. We ran track together. We played baseball together. We knew each other very, very well on and off the field, and I think that's a huge part of it, and that's where it starts. But we worked out hard, too. I mean, we practiced hard. He knew right where I was going to be, and I knew right where he was going to put the ball, and it's no different than today. It's a lot of practice.
Jungling's fellow wideout Graham Howerzile has had the best seat in the house to watch Levi torch defenses. Howerzile feels the record would be a way to recognize how far his friend and teammate has come.
It's really a cool thing to witness, and like, he's a good friend of mine, so I'm happy for him, and I want him to break it, and I'm happy for him, and it's awesome to watch.
The jaw-dropping, breathtaking feats on the field may be winding down for the most electrifying athlete to ever don the maroon and gold on Eagle Lane. And tonight, he'll have one more chance to wow the crowd on his home field. Levi is open again. He catches it at the 10-yard line. He'll go in for the score. 6 for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. 41 yards from Cack to Levi. And while he's already on the list of the greats, Levi Jungling has the opportunity to cement his name at the top of some of the best wideouts to ever play Iowa high school football.
Playing with him isn't something I'm going to forget. I'm always going to remember it, and probably stuff I'd be able to tell my kids or other people I know.
Cack Marinsky fires deep for Levi, makes the catch, off to the races at the 30, breaks the tackle at the 20. He will walk it in. Touchdown, Eagles!
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Andrew Schneider.